Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast exploring how to deal effectively with conflict, actual and potential, good and bad. Engaging guests discuss a range of insights, and I cover tips and topics based on my 35-year fascination with conflict and my experience helping people with it. I'm your host, Jane Bettel, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. Let's talk about gossip. Gossip has a bad reputation, and for the most part, it is well earned. It's chatter that isn't necessarily true, or at least not confirmed to be true. We don't gossip about ourselves, of course, but about other people who probably would not like what they heard. But we don't know really, because a key element of gossip is that we don't say what we are thinking directly to the person we are talking about. Can gossip have a good side? According to social scientists, even more fundamental than answering that question is accepting that we all do it, and we have for many generations. The fact that we are here today is proof that our ancestors were good at it. Anyone who wasn't likely to survive. Trading information about who had resources, who had powerful friends and connections, who could and couldn't be trusted, was essential. Again, can it be good? Apparently, it depends on the context. Here are some ideas from an online article posted on NBC Better Today. Psychologists say gossiping is a social skill. Here's how to know if you're doing it right. I will put the link in the show notes. The article cites a research study that backs up the theories of psychologists. Phrased succinctly in the article, a good gossiper is someone who people trust with information and someone who uses information in a responsible way. Sharing information in a way that helps others is the key. On the other hand, a bad gossiper shares for all the wrong reasons, for their own advantage, or just with no regard to the damage gossip can do. And the rest of us catch on pretty quickly. We don't trust this person with our own personal information unless we want it shared. What would be responsible sharing by a good gossiper? Warnings, especially warnings about who not to trust. Do you want to be a good gossiper? Professor Rob Willer of Stanford University offers these takeaways to sum up his team's research. Number one, think twice before you do it. Consider when you are doing it and who you are sharing information with. Two, don't gossip for personal gain. Just don't. Three, don't distort the information. Just say it. It won't be good gossip if the information is unreliable. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please tell a friend, share it, leave a rating or review. When you spread the word, more people have a chance to enjoy the show. You can also sign up for new weekly episodes on your favorite app, whatever setting works best for you, and is free. You don't need to pay to listen. You can also find the show at craftingsolutionstoconflict.com. Comments or ideas? Let me know. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettel.